The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thanks for waking up with us this morning while you're getting ready to go to work today, Tuesday, the 6th of May, and 7:05 in the morning in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you see Ben's on the helm and Phillip's there next to him. Yep, Phillip's our newest producer. Learning the trade. We haven't been able to scare him off yet. But today's not over. Huh? Ben, hi.
How you doing?
We got a national day today.
Yeah, I was just looking. We got National Beverage Day, and we have National Nurses Day.
Cool. Beverage Day. You could have combined that one with yesterday with Cinco de Mayo.
It was.
Yeah. Did you, you working yesterday?
I kind of worked.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I don't need to know your personal life.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. And then National Nurses Day. Yeah. Hooray, hooray for nurses.
Yeah.
My daughter's a nurse. Gosh, love nurses.
Yes, very important.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, it's funny that a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but a number of Marine officers would marry nurses, Navy nurses.
Yeah.
And it worked out because they understood the they were in the service and they understood hours and all that. So I had a friend that, you know, of course he'd work from 6 in the morning till we'd be doing 12, 13-hour days, even back in the States, you know, in training and all this. Not all the time. But his wife had the night shift. So they literally have an hour, hour and a half that they'd see each other a day.
Yeah, that's tough.
I said, how was that? And he goes, well, you learn to talk quick and share. And then, and because you didn't have cell phones back then. So it wasn't like you could just call and talk to each other. Okay. Let me see here for the weather. What do we got? Today is sunny with a high near 90. And we may get wind gust as high as 25 miles per hour today. And tomorrow and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, all going to be nice days. But we're going to get a high near about 96 on Friday. Now, Sunday night, it may have a chance of showers, and there's a chance of showers on Monday, and the temperatures drop considerably with a high near 68 on next Monday. But the rest of the week, 80s. 90s and lows in the low 60s. So stand by, prepare. If you haven't turned your water on, you might want to do that. You might start when you're getting up 80s and 90s outside. Don't be taking and leaving your car or kids or chocolate in the back seat of your vehicle. It's going to get hot. It's going to get hot fast. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, has been there for over 30 years. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. So, what else is going on in the world besides Turtle Bay didn't show up this morning? Maybe they sent me something on my phone. They didn't send me an email. Usually they're here on time. Reading Airport Project could suspend the service for a month. Out of the airport. It's a runway project, and we've needed it for a long time. However, they got the grant that came in, I suppose. And the city is rescheduling the major overhaul for this fall. And whether it happens will again depend on the city getting the federal funds to work. So, but what it means is that they're going to have to shut down the airport while they fix these things, lighting, the runways. It's a $31 million project, and be closed for a month. So United Airlines flights to Los Angeles and San Francisco and Alaska Airlines service to Seattle will not be available in Redding during that time. And the airlines know about it. So then they're going to be talking about who they're going to give the work to. Anyway, tonight at the city council, I encourage people, and you're going to hear it a couple of times today, come on down to the city council tonight at 6 o'clock. Because at 6 o'clock tonight, the city council should sign that new 25-year lease with the Redding Rodeo. And with two 10-year extensions on it for the same amount that we pay, may have been paying for the last, 77 years. The thing about this is you see, probably if you go down tonight, you'll see a lot of red shirts and cowboy hats from the Redding Rodeo Association, but so many other people helped in this. So please come on down and watch this. This is going to be a big event. In the sense of what it's going to end up doing after that. With that lease, you're going to start seeing changes. And this year, you're going to see changes in the Redding Rodeo. New ramps, new entrances, redoing some of the things that we can do, you know, using the old structure there. After this, you'll see over the next few years, a big facelift over the next, well, in the next few years. It'll probably be up there in the skybox and or Buckaroo Flats, I should say. And the, announcers, spot up there. That's all going to be redone. All these other things are going to be done. And a lot of the work on the outside pens and the crowds and the loading chutes, all these things. A lot of these things you'll never notice, but some of it you will. And all that comes down from getting that extension, which allows us to go out and get grants and get loans and then have the time to pay it back. And again, it's not costing the city anything. So, okay. So that's tonight at 6 p.m. The city council has a number of things on their plates, and part of that is what about this $5 million deficit? How are you going to do that? We're short 12 police officers. We're not opening up another fire station. We're just look at our infrastructure. And, you know, and the thing is that people say that, well, you know, we already pay taxes for infrastructure. Well, that may be, but the taxes aren't keeping up with the infrastructure, and you want to keep your streets up. The bridges, railroad tracks belong to the, railroad people. Bridges are looked at by the feds, but we also though need to, be very cognizant of all that. So where's this money going to come from? And hopefully here in the next, after the rodeo, we can have, or maybe even before the rodeo, I'm working on it now, is get one of the people that is behind, or one of the spokespeople for this new 1% sales tax, to come in and explain where it goes to, where it will be used, and how it is being fenced off from the general fund, so it cannot be touched, it cannot be moved into the general fund to be used for anything. That it's fenced off to do parks, and infrastructure, and public safety. So as soon as we can get them in, we're going to do that. And hopefully that'll be in the next day or two or three. So, okay, 7:14 in the morning. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Redding 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Reading at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Valor Oncology, Reading Rancheria, Goldmark, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, Tuesday the 6th, 7:18 in the morning. Oh, heck. Let's say 58 degrees out there. I'll just make it up. No, the reason, real reason we took the cameras out of the studio is so you can't see me dancing.
Was that the real reason?
Well, no, the real reason is the computer. The computer couldn't keep up with it. And that was the main reason, I think. And it kept, you know, it kept resetting. So.
Well, we need to get our YouTube up to 50 subscribers.
How many do we have?
I'll have to look.
Tried to find it. What's it under?
So you have to type in.
Okay, wait a minute. Everybody listen up. We need 50 subscribers to our YouTube, KCNR YouTube channel.
It's KCNR 96.5.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find it. I mean, your KCNR is on there, but it's not the right one that I found.
Yeah, if you type in KCNR 96.5, the first one that comes up will be KCNR 96.5, and you'll see it says 15 subscribers.
Whoa, okay. So, go to YouTube.
16 now.
16. No, Philip just got into it. And maybe I'll make it 17. No, I will make it 17. So go to KCNR.
96.5
on YouTube and subscribe to it.
And then after we get 50 subscribers, we can go live.
Yeah, then we'll go live and we'll start putting this stuff on. And so I know we can find 50. I mean, of course, there's several thousand of you out there listening to us every day. As much as I know most of you probably hate YouTube. On this case, just go in there and I'll put it on YouTube. I'll put it on Facebook today. So I'll tell people how to get to it.
David will start posting videos too on there about, you know, the daily happenings and
Things going on around town and all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Millville Plains has an energy. Oh, by the way, I need to apologize. Already. The morning's already started. I'm already saying I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Turtle Bay's not supposed to be here today. They're next Tuesday. This February messed me up for the rest of the year. I can just say it right now. No, yep, I'm going back to February about how bad that month was. But Turtle Bay, please accept my apologies. And Seth, we'll see you next Tuesday. Millville Plains Energy Project are moving forward as a proposal for solar photovoltaic and batteries. Photovoltaic, yeah. It's a way of storing energy. It's an energy storage facility. It has been pre-approved. The project is set to be constructed on approximately 1,000 acres of privately owned land in unincorporated Shasta County. It will include 154 megawatts of solar energy and 120 megawatts of lithium iron phosphate, with the system housed in about 6 40-foot-long electrical containers. Now, here's the questions. 1,000 acres, does that mean you're going to have a solar farm there?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm just wondering, because if 1,000 acres, that's a lot of property up there. And if it's going to be put in 6 40-foot-long electrical containers stored there, that doesn't take up much room. So I imagine that it's going to be a solar farm out there. We'll find out more. See, the thing is, if it's a solar farm, then, you know, it's all self-contained right there. But if it, you know, what I was picturing was they were going to put a lot of, big portion of it to, saving energy, because that's the main problem with solar and wind. As soon as it goes away, as soon as the sun goes down, that's it. So now they're putting out these mega batteries. So was that going to mean it went from one solar farm, say, two counties over? Then you're going to need transmission lines. But it sounds like this could be all self-contained right there. But I'm sure there's an expert on this that is more than happy to explain it to the public. And that could be Shasta. Oh, Tara Petty, the Planning Division of the Shasta County Resource Management. Did you get that name? Write that name down.
Say that one more time.
Tara Petty, P-E-T-T-I, the Planning Division of the Shasta County Resource Management. And you call her after the show and ask her, is this all self-contained? Is it going to be solar out, you know, solar farm out there? So, okay. Rite Aid going into bankruptcy. The second time since 2023. And this is kind of Rite Aid is where Linda goes for her prescriptions and everything. So her and millions more. So it looks like right now they're talking about finding ways of moving prescriptions over to other areas, that they're keeping the stores open. So it's kind of hard. It's another Chapter 11. And so it's hard to describe what they're doing. They're keeping the stores open. They'll be cutting some of the employees. And then they're doing a transition of prescriptions to other places. So this is interesting to see what this is going on. But if you have your stuff there, you might want to start looking around and see how can you make changes, or if you're going to have to make changes. the, you know, President Trump says things that you listen to him say something and you go, really? Does he mean this? And then you got to figure out, when does this thing come out? So if it comes out like 2 a.m. on something like on Twitter or his, whatever his account is, you go, really? Like he wants to re, he wanted to rename Veterans Day to Victory Day World War One. And I mean, when I read that, I just kind of, you know, I said, this, he has got to get more sleep. He just got to get more sleep to redo, I mean, to rename Veterans Day. And he, and then it talks about how Europe calls it, you know, Victory Day in Europe and Victory Day in, you know, over Japan, you know, two separate dates. We have Veterans Day. We have Veterans Day to honor our veterans. So today he comes out of the White House, came out and said, no, we're not doing that. But we are going to put, we are going to, you know, codify it a little bit and put some things this, on this day, this happened, on this day, this happened. But it's still going to remain Veterans Day. Like I said. Now, here's the other one. Alcatraz. He wants to reopen Alcatraz prison for the worst of the worst, which is why Alcatraz. Did you know why Alcatraz was built back in the 30s?
Why?
You know, it was because of that. You know, crime, you know, he had the big name crime guys, Dillinger, Capone, all of these big guys, you know. And so, and it was it's easier, a lot easier to break out of prisons. So they built this one, Alcatraz, on the island in the bay there. And I think Al Capone was one of the first people there. Dillinger never made it because they shot him down. And so after, gosh, when was it? It's been closed now for, gosh, I want to say 60 years, but I could be wrong.
Closed in 63.
They closed it, okay, 63. And you can take tours of Alcatraz and go in there and, it has been the, a movie site, you know, a filming area for people.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies, The Rock.
Yeah. And, some people don't think it's a good idea. Some people do. And everybody they interviewed, they thought it would be very expensive to restore the historic facility. It's on a 22-acre island. It was built from 1909 to 1911. So it was opened up in 1911. And so that's how long it's been around. And it generates right now $16 million per year from visitors. On the some people thought it was a good idea. Other people said he's a moron, depending on your point of view. And so some people said they're open to the idea. Why not? It was shut down in 1963, reopened as a park 10 years later, partly because its isolated location made it too expensive to run, nearly three times costlier than any other federal penitentiary. But a lot of stuff's happened since then, so. Is it going to happen, or is this just another, hey, let's rename Veterans Day? You know, he does this. I'm sure that President Trump throws these things out, and it gets people, wah! And they're running around, their heads on fire, heads are exploding. And then, you know, he never had. It's like, oh, I make a good pope. Wah! You know, you just saw people crazy. I can't help but think this man does this. He's trolling a lot of people. When he does
I'm
these
with
things.
You on that one.
You know, the Veterans Day one, though, it did, my eyes opened. My eyes widened, I should say. Went, he's not going to do that. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah, welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. There's the guy that bought my truck. Is it still running? It is. No more flat tires? You know what? He buys my truck, drives away. Was it day after? Flat tire. New tires, too. Did they fix it for you? For free? Okay. Point S. That was great. And, he did peel off the case. I used to, you know, I drove around with the KCNR, you know, a big thing on my back, on my rear window. So you could tell who I was. And I said, you could do that, but there's the death threats. I said, you may want to pull it off. What?
I got pulled over yesterday and I was wishing I had the hell out there.
He got pulled over. I've never been pulled over in that truck. And, you know, well, and I said, well, that's the other reason if you want to keep it on is I've never been pulled over in this truck. So you took it off and you got pulled over. For what? For what? On your phone.
Allegedly
30-something
miles per hour.
You were doing what?
I was allegedly doing
30-something
miles per hour.
Oh, 37 and a 25. Oh, my gosh. Like I said, there was something about having that on there. You ought to put another sticker on that says, we love the blue. That might help, maybe. Anyway, thanks, dude. All right. That's the guy that bought the Red Rover. Came in and brought me back my CD that I had cut years ago.
you didn't take it out before. Huh? We talked about that.
I forgot. I know. I said, I got to get that out of there.
At least he brought it back.
Yeah. Well, who wants Sting from back then? And let me see. What else? Fields. Of course, it was Fields of Gold. I love that one. Pull that in there closer to you, young lady. We're talking Nation's Finest now. And with me is Karen Kempley. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
And there was a big argument going on because Barry Weiswasser, I hope you're on the phone now, you reprobate, came in and said, well, I'm here. And I said, you're not supposed to be here. Nation Finance says, I'm supposed to be here. You heard him. He was adamant. And I had to pull up the emails from his media person and said, oh, no, we've got him scheduled for next Monday. And he goes, oh. When Karen was going, oh, no, just take my time, take my time. No, because you're getting your kid's getting married. Who knows when I can get you back on? And you all have been doing some outstanding work, and it's time to have you on. And we had you scheduled.
Well, thank you.
Barry can go back and go to bed. Tell everybody, Karen, what Nation's Finest is.
Nation's Finest. We help military veterans, homeless, non-homeless. As you know, all our military veterans, or not all, but a lot of them are struggling out on the streets, just struggling to get by. We have been in business for over 51 years. We are in California, Arizona, Nevada. We are a non-profit on an SSVF grant, supportive service grant. I'm an outreach specialist, huge into the community. I mean, as you know, our veterans are being released right now with just no sense of direction. Mm-hmm. We're seeing some 24-year-olds up into 65-year-olds. Yeah, they lose a spouse. They lose half their income. Mm-hmm. They're just not sure what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, half their income's gone, and they just have just need some assistance. So that's what we're there for.
You've got a number of services here, and you find housing for a lot of homeless veterans.
Absolutely. Right now, we're housing anywhere from 3 to 5 a week. We have a house.
When you say 3 to 5 a week, is that every week you put on more people, or is it just 3 to 5 a week until they find permanent housing, then you bring in some more?
It's not
3 to 5. New ones every week, or is it?
Some of it is. We're seeing veterans that we've never seen before.
Wow.
Local we cover
guys,
yes,
and girls?
Local or coming from other states. We service our location here out of Reading services the top 7 counties, serving as far as Yreka to Susanville to Weaverville to Corning.
Okay.
And in those areas, I mean, I'm finding them Alturas, Susanville. They've traveled from out of state, or they just have struggled, never signed up for VA medical, have never applied for disability rates that they are owed to. You know, they aren't realizing it till now. They're struggling.
They have these benefits they earned while they were in the military.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. And and it's funny because some of them will be in for like 8 years, or, you know, 6 years, whatever it is, 4 years, and not realize. And they all think they've had to go to combat.
Absolutely.
And no, that's not it. You served.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people served in between Vietnam and Desert Storm.
Yep.
That was a 20-year period there.
Absolutely.
And served honorably, faithfully, and never saw combat. A lot of people, while combat was going on, it was just you, wasn't your turn.
Right. So. And there's a lot, too, that they don't know. Some of them did other than honorable discharge. Some of those are being overturned now. So there is possibility for them. It's just getting them connected back with the Veterans Service Office.
Other than honorable, but it's still general?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, general, you still rate.
Correct.
If
yes.
I understand right. Mm-hmm. It's when you get into dishonorable and, what is it, BCDs? We used to call them a BCD, a bad chicken dinner, and 4 years to eat it in prison. I was probably being too harsh.
Yeah, we're doing great things. We do have our sober living house on Park Marina. We actually just consumed another house here in Reading, but that's going to end up being permanent housing. So that's going to be able to house 5 veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that, possibly maybe being able to get that opened by June, maybe July.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting more exposure out in the community, letting veterans know the help that is out there. And, you know, a lot of people say housing isn't available. It is. It's just finding what fits their needs and their family and their income. You know, income's a huge thing right now.
Yeah, and it's real hard to find a rental place. And they were just, you know, talking about making more housing into VRBOs, which takes away the opportunity for people to have to find a place to rent.
Yes.
So the things that some of the things y'all are doing, like you said, rental assistance, utility assistance, security deposits. That's a big one, or utility deposits.
Yes.
Really, you know, because that can be. Let me see, moving cost. One of the things when you said it is people come from out of state. I think a lot of people come from out of state to California for the benefits.
Absolutely. I think so, too. I think California makes it very well known of the more assistance that we have here in California, but maybe that's why we're in the situation that we are.
Could be.
You know.
The fact that we spent $27 billion on the homeless situation here in California, and it's just doubled.
Absolutely.
And they have no idea what's working. This seems to work, though.
Absolutely. Yes. And the thing of it is these veterans, it's not that it's a one-time help. We help guide them to be successful, to have some back of stability of life to be successful. And that's our goal. We work with them hand in hand, and we want them to be successful. On that moving cost, that is something that we do offer. If they do have family or friends somewhere else that can guarantee them 90 days to have stability, we are willing to help fly them there, drive them there, U-Haul their stuff there. We want them to get back connected with their family.
You mean back to wherever they came from?
Or yes, if they are in another state or something like that, yes, absolutely.
I'm all for that.
Yeah,
we have too. You know, that program they had, and I think we haven't. It went on for a while. I'm not sure where it is now, where we would fly people back home or send them back home on a bus when, in reality, if you just send them on a plane, clean them up, you know, put them on a plane, they could be there that same day.
Absolutely.
And people are waiting for them as opposed to putting them on a 3 or 4 day bus ride.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's cheaper in many cases. That, to me, I see that working. Now, I've been down to your facility at Park Marina. When it was opened.
Yeah.
And then another time when they put up the new barbecue area.
Oh, yes.
Or the new shade area out there. And it's very well run.
Yes.
And how many people are down there? How many veterans are down there?
We have 12 veterans. It's a six-room.
Six rooms, two to a room.
And so two to a room. Yeah. And we really encourage them getting jobs and getting back, you know, either going back to school, Shasta College, Simpson, getting back acquainted in the community and getting stabilized to where they can actually get out on their own or reconnect with family, too.
Well, when I was there and saw it, now you have do you have a manager that stays there 24 hours a day and all that?
Not 24 hours a day, but they are on call, yeah.
Okay. And have you ever had any problems down there?
You know, every once in a while, some of our veterans, you know, not everybody is always going to stay on the straight and narrow. Sometimes they go off the beaten path, and then that's when we have to, you know, let them know that there's other options for them.
Like to get out of there.
Yeah.
Because
the sobriety. We can't jeopardize the sobriety there.
And what's your success rate there, would you say?
And
success to me means they transitioned from there to full-time housing and maybe a job.
I would say about 89%.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I know it's high.
It is very high.
It's very high.
Yes.
Because it works.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
What do you think about, I'm going to take a break because you're not going to have a chance to answer this question. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, GormanLaw.com. If you're having problems because of a work injury and you need help, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. This man's an expert when it comes to workers' compensation, and that work, you know, you've been injured, that's life-changing. And if you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate, that you need, you're going to need some help. The insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You need one that knows what he's doing, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's a scrapper, let me tell you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. You're going to talk to him. It's a free consultation. And like I said, you're going to talk to him. You're not going to talk to a paralegal or anybody else. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law out of Palo Cedro, GormanLaw.com is the website. And we'll be right back with Nation's Finest.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive is the location, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And, I mean, that means watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, a super, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Been in business there about 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, and there's good reason for it. They are. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Karen Kempley, who is the outreach specialist for Nation's Finest. Had another name before, didn't it?
Yes, Veterans Resource Center.
There it was.
Yes.
And They've had huge success. Their housing facility, they've had over Park Marina Drive for, gosh, well over a decade.
Yeah, our sober living health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like about a 90% success rate,
mm-hmm.
and which we've got to find out, or the county, city ought to come over there and watch y'all and find out what they're doing. However, I understand these mini houses, these shelters, are having a good success rate also.
Yes,
so,
it's a temporary, you know, temporary.
Temporary for them. And that's what yours is there. And your people that transition through there, that 90% they go through, and there's 12, is it always guys?
Yes, all
okay,
men.
Okay, because yep. You're two to a room.
Correct.
And when you figure that 90% of them have gone through to get secure housing and jobs, This is a great thing. This is what we want. You're never going to solve the homeless problem totally.
Correct.
But if you can take a bite of 20% every year and try and keep the other numbers down and keep them from coming in. Because one of the things Karen said is a lot of these people you see are coming from out of state.
Yeah.
They're not homegrown.
No. And the thing is they want change, but they've heard, I guess, of what California does give out and
yeah.
You know, that's the thing of it is it's how much they want to change, but at the same time, we don't want them out on our streets and homeless. You know, there's a lot of opportunities, and it's just giving them information, the opportunities that are available out there for our veterans. I mean, they serve for our country. The least thing we can do is have a roof over their head and let them know their benefits, medical, and get them over to the Veterans Service Office. I mean, Troy and Amy are amazing over there.
Let me tell you. That Veterans Service Office, and we talk about it all the time. In fact, Troy's going to be on later on this month. I want to get him on a regular basis because there are still veterans that have not signed up down there. And you may not get anything, not that that's what you go in for, but at least you get into the system so that maybe your family can do it. Later on, if you served during combat, and you get to a point where you can't take care of yourself, there's money out there to help your family care for you.
Absolutely. People don't realize, but they have normal IHSS workers. They actually, spouses and family members can also be IHSS workers for the veterans. And actually,
right.
They get paid at a higher rate.
You get paid to take care of your loved ones.
Absolutely.
And this, if nothing else, that's something we ought to take, you know, that people ought to know about. And my daughter, who's a nurse, just hired on with a group that she does intake for veterans. And then after she does the intake, she gives them to a caseworker. And I was concerned because there's some nefarious companies out there that charge a lot of money for
right.
these things. Nope. This is an upright one. She gives it to a caseworker who's then there to help the veteran.
Oh, that's amazing.
Filling pill bottles, taking care of them, you know, coming to the house. So I'm all for that. And
yes.
These are just some of the things that are available to veterans, but you have to go out and look at them.
Yeah. And I feel pounding the pavement, getting out in the communities. I mean, getting out of the communities, letting them know the resources available for veterans. And they're not alone. They can call us. If we don't have the answer, we're more than gladly to find out the answer for them. But the more resources we have under our belt to help our veterans is making us more and more successful.
You work with HUD and others to help pay for these things. And by the way, Nation's Finest is a nonprofit. And where does your money come from?
We apply for our SSVF grant, a supportive service grant for uh-huh. veterans. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's how you do that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Plus you take donations.
Absolutely. Donations is a huge thing. And a lot of people question, you know, they want monies to stay local within the community. As long as they're designating that to the Reading Nation's Finest, that stays local.
Yeah.
So serving everything from Yreka, like I said, to Susanville, to Weaverville, to Corning.
You got seven counties.
Yes.
Right?
Able to help those veterans within those seven counties, which is amazing. You know, and it doesn't go all the way to corporate, so it's helping in other states or other locations.
It's you've got like about 3,500 veterans and veterans families that Nation Finest helps. Not all of them right here, of course.
Correct.
But I know what I was going to mention. Matt Plummer, did you see? Have you talked to Matt? And
yes.
You see where there's five groups of homeless.
Correct.
One of them, and the smallest, is veterans. He wants to concentrate on getting veterans off the street. So I hope that he's been talking with you all.
Yeah. Yep, he has.
And, you know, and kind of use the veterans as a learning tool. And I don't take that wrong.
No, because, yes.
But a learning way of getting people off the street with a smaller number, and then you can start working into your other ones.
It's, right.
And how can we get them off the street? Is it many houses? Is it helping Nation's Finest find more places? It's just tough around here because the rent and the places available are real. Those are hard to find.
Limited.
Rent's high and places are limited.
Yeah, we do have a housing locator at our location. So what she's done is within Nation's Finest, we built a great communication through community partners, so property management, real estate companies. So that's why we're housing them so fastly, is because we already know what property management or real estate companies and the barriers that they will allow. Low credit scores, if they're a felon, if they have pets, if they're a senior. So right there is all the barriers.
Right there, I'd really be in trouble. I'm all of those. Okay, maybe not a felon, but I have been arrested.
So we're able to have that at our fingertips. So that's why we're housing them a lot faster, and it's been very successful. Very successful. And so we always tell everybody out there, if you want to be a landlord to a military veteran, we would, you know, love the support. And all they would have to do is contact us at our number at 530-223-3211.
Do you ever go out and are y'all ever going out into the homeless communities?
Yes.
I imagine you do.
Yes, we do. And also we work very closely with the police department and their CERT team. They come across an encampment, come across any veterans. They're either calling us or they will actually personally bring them to our location.
You know, then you have to go through the thing, make sure they are veteran.
Absolutely, because we have a lot of people out there that portray that they are.
Yeah.
And
they're not.
Absolutely. Which sets a bad example for our military veterans, you know, and they're taking away their identity on some of them.
Well, they're taking away the assets. Now, what do you do? Run their social security? Excuse me. Run their social security number, and then you can find out.
We have a program that actually tells you their discharge, their years, what programs they're eligible for.
And if they have a bad conduct discharge or dishonorable.
That will be on there.
Yeah. Sorry, we can't help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. But there are other things that are available.
You can push them in other
directions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people in the community that are looking to possibly they've purchased a house or something like that, that maybe they want to rent rooms to military veterans. The thing of it is, you know, we try to explain to people is not every military veteran is forthcoming or is very strict in their ways like they were in the military.
Yeah.
So
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I'm here again with Karen Kempley. She's the outreach specialist for Nation's Finest. Their full-time facility they have has got like a 90% success rate. And getting veterans off the streets, get them into permanent housing and jobs.
Yep.
So they take care of themselves. And that's great. 90%. You know, other places are lucky if they're hitting 15%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when you come back again, or whoever you send back next time, I like to find out what you do, why you think that's working, how you can make that work. How do you get 12 people? I'm sure a lot of it's peer pressure, but putting 12 people into a house that don't know each other and getting a 90% success rate. What are you doing that makes it different? And we don't have time because we've run out of time. But next time,
okay.
I'd sure like to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I hope Plummer is talking to y'all about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So by the way, if you've got a piece of property or something and you'd like to help out Nation's Finest because they have oversight and they've got people there, they're going to help these people. And after they come out of their temporary housing, they're ready to go into full-time housing. If you want to help out a veteran, this is a good way to do it. So give Nation's Finest a call. Okay.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Carl.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And Barry, ha, ha, ha. I just sent an email to his media person saying, guess who showed up this morning? Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got O2 Staffing. And with us, Staffing and Employment. And she's always full of information from O2 Employment Services about keeping us out of trouble here in the small business community. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Friedrich Merz has succeeded in his bid to become the next Chancellor of Germany. The conservative leader elected during a second vote in Parliament just hours after he suffered an historic defeat in the first round of voting. Trade expected to place high on the agenda today as President Trump meets with the new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House. Also, Mr. Trump still not giving up on the idea of Canada as America's 51st state. He says he's open to making a deal on the issue, but Carney, not so much. Saying the military needs less generals and more GIs, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordering the active-duty military to cut 20% of its four-star generals. He'd like similar cuts at the National Guard. President Trump says the administration is willing to work with immigrants who voluntarily leave the U.S.
What we thought we'd do is a self-deport, where we're going to pay each one a certain amount of money, and we're going to get them a beautiful flight back to where they came from.
He says immigrants who self-deport might have a chance to return legally eventually if they're good people and love our country. And the Trump administration wants a judge to toss out an abortion lawsuit filed by three GOP-led states.
The lawsuit from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri is seeking to cut off telehealth access to the abortion medication mifepristone. Justice Department attorneys stayed the legal course charted by the Biden administration, though they didn't directly weigh in on the underlying issue of access to the drug. Rather, the government argued the states don't have the legal right or standing to sue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rescuers in Brenham, Texas have been searching for a 10-year-old girl. She was swept away by surging floodwaters. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down about 183 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now in financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
For the third straight day, there's been a drone attack on the Sudanese port city of Port Sudan, the attack reportedly targeting the main international airport.
Local media reported that there had been explosions near the civilian terminal at Port Sudan's international airport and huge fires can be seen. There are reports that several scheduled flights have been cancelled. Previous attacks on the city have been blamed on the rapid support forces who are in a civil war with the Sudanese army. On Monday, Sudan's energy minister said the RSF had deliberately bombed an oil depot in the city to paralyze life there. Over 2 years of conflict, Port Sudan has been a safe haven until now. The Red Sea port had served as the base of Sudan's military government and the main center for humanitarian support.
The BBC's Andrew Otiang. Israel's military has carried out airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Israeli action comes one day after the Iranian-backed rebels launched a missile that hit Israel's main airport. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some popular playthings will be getting just a bit more expensive.
Mattel says that it will have to raise prices for some products sold in the United States to offset higher costs related to President Donald Trump's tariffs. The maker of Barbie dolls, Hot Wheel cars, and other popular toys say the increases are necessary, even though it is speeding up its plans to diversify its manufacturing base away from China. Trump has imposed a 145% tariff on most Chinese-made products. Mattel also withdrew its annual earnings forecast, citing the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the president's trade policies. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
San Francisco-based food delivery app DoorDash, growing its international business. It's agreed to acquire British rival Deliveroo for $3.9 billion cash. The move will expand DoorDash's business in Europe, Asia, and the Mideast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. She's usually on assignment Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today, the 6th of May, and my whole production staff and they're recovering. When I'm still wearing a sombrero, I'm not figuring out what that's about. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben. National Nurses Day.
National Nurses Day.
National Beverages Day. You missed that one yesterday. And
That was it. That was National...
National Jelly Bean Day or anything?
No.
National Sea Lion School, Sea Lions at Work Day?
National, let's see, first Tuesday in May is National Foster Care Day.
Okay, we can go with that one too.
Mm-hmm. National Appreciation Day, Tuesday of the first full week in May.
National Appreciation of what?
National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh, Teacher Appreciation Day, I can go for that one
too. But it's the Tuesday of the first full week in May.
It is. That's where our guests have come in. Today, sunny with a high near 90. We may get wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, so just be aware of that. And then tonight around 58. Now, the rest of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's going to have a high near 96, so be aware of that. Saturday, sunny. Saturday night, it's going to start clouding up. Sunday, mostly sunny. And a chance of showers on Sunday night and Monday. And the temperatures are going from like 96, 94 to next Monday where it'll be 68. So, yeah, spring weather here. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been doing this for like 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, plus so many other things they do for our community, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And now, I should be like a drum roll here. O2 Employment Services and Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations.
Good morning.
Look at you. You're all spring.
Good morning.
Look at you all spring and all this, wearing dress and all that kind of stuff. You know?
I know. I thought about wearing my cowgirl attire because, you know, it is rodeo month. We've got a lot going on. So,
well, but yeah, I see your name out there at the arena.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh.
We were putting up signs Saturday.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of us out there working.
I bet.
And
you guys
I
are
think
hustling.
I saw O2 out there.
Yes, we are bull riding sponsor again this
Whoa,
year.
Yes, there you are.
Yes.
What about the clowns?
Oh, yes.
I should say the bullfighters.
The bullfighter clowns.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what we're sponsoring.
That's
yes,
what I thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, so, not the bull riders, but the bullfighters. Bullfighters.
Yeah.
Yes.
We usually get one or two of them on here on the station.
Oh,
we'll
fun.
Do that this next week.
They're the best.
Yeah.
They're
well,
amazing.
That's
a tough job.
Your whole mission in life is to throw yourself in between 2,000 pounds of somewhat angry animal who's fixated on trying to drive you into the ground.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would imagine they are what we call independent contractors. They do not have workers' compensation. They're not employed by somebody.
None of them have workers' comp.
No.
And I think it's probably pretty hard to get insurance.
I would imagine so.
So,
yes.
Now, the PRCA helps on some of them because some of them have been injured, but not like if you're making 100,000 plus a year.
Yeah.
Doing rodeo.
Yeah.
And you get your leg busted.
Oh.
Or just, it could be, you know, a Achilles go or something.
Yeah.
You're out of it for a year.
Oh, easy. It's a tough role.
Yeah.
And plus the physicality of it.
Yeah.
My gosh, they have to be in incredible shape. I can't imagine running around that
well,
arena
if you're,
and dancing, doing their thing.
dancing.
Bear the bull, dancing.
Well, you ought to see the bareback riders.
Yeah.
Now, if you get there and you're watching them tape up,
mm-hmm.
Justin Sports Medicine provides the tape.
Sure.
I wish I had the concession on tape.
Yeah.
Because bareback riding is extremely hard on your body.
Yeah.
I mean, you see where they are and that, I mean, they're being jerked back and forth. Their elbow, well, they literally wear a brace.
Braces now.
Yeah, a metal brace on their elbow. And then they're taping everything else up there.
I know.
You've probably seen it before. Yeah.
No, I haven't seen behind the scenes, but I can't
Maybe
even
we'll
imagine.
Maybe we'll sneak in and let you take a look.
That would be awesome. Ah! Yay! We won't tell anybody.
No. And the, but, you know, the thing is they're all out there. And it's funny, where Cowboys 10 years ago mm-hmm. used to go to the cantina after they rode and dance there till midnight. And next day come back and ride. Now you don't see that much. They're all athletes. They train.
Yoga, it's serious
everything.
Business. It's serious.
Well, they can make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes,
a year.
And travel all over everywhere. It's a tough life.
They're hitting two or three rodeos a week
when
the summer starts. I mean, over a weekend.
Yeah.
So they're on the go.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Very much like O2 staffing.
That's right. We're always
on
the go. Always. In fact, we were just at a fundraiser this last weekend for the cancer, North State Cancer Foundation.
Yes.
And that was amazing. My goodness, so much, that gives back to the community. But it was a fun event.
Yeah. Well, Linda's heading up that Chicks and Chaps.
Yes.
And that thing sold out.
I know.
And it's well over 200 people.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I know because all the bags, they were stuffing bags twice now at our house. And
uh-huh.
now I just kind of meander my way through boxes.
Of
giveaway bags with T-shirts and all types of stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a big event as well. So good.
Big time of the year for hiring people.
Absolutely. Yes. Staffing. So O2 Employment Services, two divisions. We've got the PEO, which is Teamwork HR, and we have O2 Staffing. And O2 Staffing, we need people. We need workers. We need laborers. We need people from medical offices. We have a lot of jobs open right now in our community here in the North State. And so we are actively seeking you if you're looking for maybe a career change or maybe you're, not impressed with where you're working and you're looking for something else. Yes, these guys are very happy. I can tell. They're not going anywhere. But we are definitely looking. Yes. We have a lot of employers out there that are looking for good people that want,
What about people that say they're trained in one thing and they're looking to change a job?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe working in a health office.
But
they haven't done that before. Maybe they've worked in an insurance office.
Sure.
I mean, what about those types of transitions? Do you have to go through training before you come in, or usually mm-hmm. does the business train you once you're there?
Most often you will find that people will train you. And, if you're coming from an insurance background and maybe going into a medical office, most of the time those skills are transferable, right?
And working on the computers.
Working on the computers, having a general sense of customer service and being able to be adaptive, be flexible, go in and have that, can-do attitude of mm-hmm. like, I want to learn, you'll be fine. Obviously, there's some more skilled positions that aren't necessarily able to be trained on the job. I would say like an RN or an LVN or something of that stature. That's schooling, right?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of employers out there that are willing to train on the job. They want the right person with the right attitude. And if you have the right attitude, you can train that. You can't train attitude, and you're not going to change that. That's what the innate, personality
true.
Is.
That's true.
Yep.
You've got to want to. You got to be able to get along with people.
Absolutely.
And be able to, the thing about, are you seeing this? Because we were raised in maybe in a different environment,
mm-hmm.
that constructive criticism is very difficult for some people.
It is. It is. A lot of people have a lot of defense mechanisms where they don't take it well and they don't accept the feedback because it's a them, it's really a them problem, but they'll point it back at you that it's a you problem. And, I think there's a lot that comes with age and maturity and being wise and saying, what is the nugget in here? Maybe I don't like what I'm hearing or I don't like the feedback, but there's usually some piece that's a nugget in there that's like, okay, I can do better. I can improve on that. But it's also just, you know, taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that we don't see a lot of. We don't see a lot of people that want to just take responsibility. It's always someone else's fault. And sometimes that's just generational. Sometimes that's just the way we were raised. That's sometimes intrinsic, you know, triggers that we might have that make us unreceptive to that.
A lady asked me, she had twin boys, and she said, what should I train, you know, husband around. Mm-hmm. She says, what should I teach them? I mean, what should they know? I mean, they're my little boys. I said, they're not too young to teach responsibility.
No.
Have them take responsibility for everything they do, and they're going to be okay once they can accept responsibility. I mean, there's much more to it than that.
Sure.
If you can accept responsibility, then the rest of your life, I think, comes easier.
Absolutely. I just watched this podcast the other night, and it was talking about letting your children fail and also having them accept some responsibility instead of the parent trying to fix everything.
Yeah.
So one of the things was like, you know, when a child says, I'm bored, you know, it's like, well, what are you going to do about it? Instead of saying, well, here, I'll give you something to do, or I'll fix it for you. You have to let them have those skills to figure it out on their own.
Well, I don't know. I think when I said that one time and my dad said, I'll give you something to do, that I never said that those words again. I'll give you something to do. Wow. Okay, Dad, never mind. I'm going to find something.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer of O2 Employment Services. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone, call them this now while you can. Because Cornerstone Community Bank is going to be merging with Plumas.
Oh.
You knew that.
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be happening toward the beginning of August.
Okay.
And Plumas, which was another community-oriented mm-hmm. bank out of Quincy. So together they're going to have 19 branches.
Okay.
Matt Mosley was on the show and he said, it's going to be transparent to everybody. We're going to change the name from Cornerstone to Plumas.
Okay.
Same locations here, one in Red Bluff, two in downtown Reading, one in Anderson. Same people still there, still
awesome.
The cheers of banks. It's just combining this gives them the ability to reach out to more people.
Sure.
And like I said, 19 branches ranging from Reno, Susanville, all the way down to Red Bluff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Congratulations, Matt.
Yeah. So, and Matt, stand on.
I love Matt.
Because most of the time when they do a merger,
sometimes
that happens.
Yes, it does.
But Matt, stand on there. And so, Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business there. We've been happy with them for years. We'll be right back with O2 Staffing.
KIXE PBS and Indie Lens Pop-Up present a free screening of the film Matter of Mind, My Alzheimer's, an intimate portrayal of three families confronting the unique challenges of Alzheimer's and how this progressive disease transforms roles and relationships. Join us May 14th at 5 p.m. at Dignity Health's Connected Living at 200 Mercy Oaks Drive in Reading to watch this important film and to discover what resources are available for families from local brain health partners.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mm-hmm. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Reading Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisandro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
They don't dance, for they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you miss the show, and you shouldn't miss even a considerable of it, you can go to KCNR1460.com and go to our programming at Free Fire Radio and go to our archives, and you can hear this show. We record all of them. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're talking about their Watchman procedure. And what is that? It's a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who needs an alternative to blood thinners. Insert a small device about the size of a quarter into your up through your artery into your heart. And you no longer will have to take blood thinners. And that's huge for a lot of people. They've had over 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. And Shasta Regional is the only hospital in the area that can do that. So go to their website, ShastaRegional.com, for details on that. And I've told a couple of my friends, outdoor guys, that were on blood thinners. And one of them did it and having no problems. The other one, I'm not sure what the other one. Still talking to his doctor. But I am here, speaking of the doctor of employment, the master surgeon.
The
master surgeon of employment services, Jennifer Cram, PHR.
Oh.
I'm not sure what that is. But
professional in human resources.
Okay.
Yes, take doctor. Yeah, let's go.
Talking about a lot of jobs out there.
Yes.
And not a lot of people.
No. We are desperately looking for people. So if you are in the market, please go to our website, o2es.com, and apply now. We're actually going to be launching a new website here shortly, which we're super excited about. We're using a local company that has rebranded, redesigned, redone the whole caboodle, and it's just beautiful. So check out our new website here soon. But if you're in the market for looking for work, please go and look at our job board. There are multiple jobs you can apply right online. You can upload your resume. Yes, you guys can't. Carl's giving them a look.
We've got a they have your names. And automatically block them. A red flag comes out. They said, Carl, is there any reason they shouldn't be hired? And I go, oh, yeah, here. And I'll make them up. I just make up stuff. You know.
No, but we have, you know, part-time, full-time. We have seasonal work. We have all different kinds of work.
Part-time, full-time.
Part-time, full-time, yeah. Seasonal. There's a lot of, you know, summer businesses that are ramping up. Summertime's always busy. You've got, you know, the water parks. You've got the marinas. You've got the lakes, all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of
Holiday
seasonal.
Holiday Harbor's always looking for
always
people out
looking,
there.
For
they
sure.
all are. Mm-hmm. And because they're interacting with the public. So there's a certain amount, there's certain things you're looking for that people can interact with the public.
Absolutely. Yeah, customer service is huge.
Do you have, like, the technical jobs out there, too?
We do. We definitely have office work. We have, you know, even some high-level engineers. We have all different kinds of
Now, you reach out to a lot of different areas, too, looking for people.
All over the North State, but primarily in Redding. We do some staffing up in Mount Shasta in the Siskiyou County area, so we do try to help out those clients.
If people are looking and they come onto the website and say, I'm looking for a job, but they don't necessarily have to live here because they've seen your website and say, you know, and if it's a good paying job, they may want to
commute. Yes. Or sometimes they might be remote or they're a hybrid situation where they might allow them once they've done the training, they can work, you know, remotely for a couple days a week. So there are opportunities
out
there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And employers, if you're looking and having a difficult time maybe securing workers' comp or maybe you have a short-term job that maybe is, you know, just going to be for a few weeks and you're like, I need to secure a workers' comp policy or something, you can payroll your employees through the staffing side of the company, which means you come to us, you have an agreement with us, you say you're going to provide a safe work environment, we might do a quick inspection, but we can payroll those employees as well. And you bring them to us. We don't necessarily find the employees for you. You say, I've already got three people on my crew. These are the people. They need some safety training. We can run through that. And we can bring them on and do all the paperwork side of things. So we're, you know, more administrative for them.
Sure.
So that's an option as well for a lot of employers out there that are like, oh, I don't know what to do. Or maybe I don't have a full-time, you know, year-round crew. We also do prevailing wage, which is a big deal, which are state and federal contracts that, you know, you have to pay employees a little higher rate. And
it's a lot higher rate.
A lot higher rate. A lot higher.
You know, here's the job I want.
Okay. What job do you want?
I want to work on the roads.
On the roads.
I want to be the one that holds the stop sign.
Oh,
because they're making, like, how much do they make?
A lot. I mean,
it's got to be 30 plus.
At least. I'd say 45, 50. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the job I want. Okay. I can do that. I can have a nice little hat, and I can wear a little orange thing, and I can run a radio, and I can smile at people.
Yes, you
can. I'm gonna hold you here for 15 minutes. Hi. I really, it's not personal. Come on, Sam, send them through.
Yeah.
You know. That would be a cool job.
Yes, until it's like 115 outside and you're boiling on the side of the road. We drove over to Eureka not too long ago, and this poor gal is out there, you know, because there's construction all up and down, right, 299.
Always.
And so this poor gal's out there, and it's raining, and I'm just thinking, oh, gosh, I'm not sure. I'm not necessarily a fair weather girl, but I'm an inside girl. I mean, I like to be outside, but.
But you know what you tell yourself?
What?
I'm making 50 bucks an hour.
And there's that.
I'm making 50
You're
bucks
not wrong.
An hour.
You're
or
not
35
wrong.
Bucks an hour.
Right. Even
I'm standing
still.
Around wet. Guess what? I dry off. 35 bucks an hour.
Well, there are companies, I'm sure, that are looking for flaggers for sure.
Well, there are. And there's companies. That's all they provide.
That's all they do. Yeah. Yes.
Now, yeah, because those are and the state of California is always looking for disabled veteran businesses, VBEs, and enterprises, and a lot of big contracts. You've got to have a DVBE working with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. They probably have some. They have an affirmative action plan, and they have to hire
so many.
It's required, especially if you're contracted with federal government.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you take care, of the those different types of pay. So you know, somebody's running operations, usually four or five people, and then he's got a contract, and he's brought on another four people.
Yes.
That this could be a win-win for him.
Absolutely. Well, and they run him through the staffing side. Or her.
Yeah.
Yes. Run him through the staffing side, and when the assignment ends, the assignment ends. So then you're not going through necessarily all the employment regulations that you would have bringing an employee on to your company.
Yeah.
And so the staffing side is a little more relaxed in that sense. Mm-hmm. If you know, want to, you know, see how the employee works, see how they try them out, right? And see how they fit and integrate with your culture and your environment. And, you know, sometimes it's not always a good fit. So that's when you call the staffing specialist and say, hey, you know, Jennifer Cram is not a good fit for our organization. And and so we need to end her assignment immediately.
She's way too competent for what we're doing here. She's cutting back on time, and I want more hours. I wanted more hours, but she's cut the hours down, and so she's costing me money.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that, what was that, Hell on Wheels? That series?
No.
And they were building a railroad across America.
Yes.
And the engineer goes, okay, here it is. And the guy that's the owner, or the guy that's, you know, he looks at it. And he goes, this is a straight line from here to here. He goes, yes, we can cut off 4 or 5. And he goes, you're fired. Because he wanted it to kind of go in curves. Mm-hmm. And so that's more land and all
right,
this.
Right, more time and material.
Which means they could get more land on either side of it.
Yep.
So the guy was too efficient.
Too efficient.
And then
Too efficient.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice. It's man's last stronghold. It's been around since 1960, been in the same spot since 67. They're right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if you look at it that way. Great haircuts, never had a bad haircut, and pleasant surroundings, and it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me, and roll in there, get my haircut, and roll out. Or sometimes I just hang around and read Car and Driver and National Geographic if I have a few minutes and chit-chat with everybody. It's a cool place. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I am here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. You know, yours is the only card we have here. Well, I take it back. Susan Eastman's got a card here. So.
Okay.
Yeah, how
well,
about that?
Well, is that good?
So I don't, well, yeah, that's good. And, now I can, you know, I know both of you all by heart, but you're still here.
Good.
And then there's somebody else too, whose name I still can't pronounce, but, great guy. And we're talking, employment and staffing. Staffing, there's jobs. When people say, oh, I can't find a job.
Yeah.
Is that true? Mm-hmm.
Yes and no. I would say, what are you looking for and what are you willing to accept or not accept? You know, I think there's a job for everybody. Absolutely. It just depends on how bad you want it.
That's a good answer mm-hmm. because, I mean, I've worked in some really tough jobs.
Sure.
You know, and the fact is, yeah, I think you have to see at the end mm-hmm. what you want to obtain and
well,
achieve
exactly.
out of it.
And not always is every career or choice that you make going to be the lifelong dream, right? It mm-hmm. might be a stepping stone. It might be something for a short term. But I always say challenge yourself to make it the best job that you possibly can. Learn everything you possibly can about the organization, the environment, whatever it is. Challenge yourself to become a better person at the end of that and move on to the next opportunity. If that's not your passion, that's not your love, that's not what you're interested in. But then you know, right? You're like, I've tried that. That's not my favorite. Yeah. But these are the few things that I learned out of it. Or maybe I had a really amazing boss or I had a coworker that really changed my life because they gave me such great advice or I just built this lifelong relationship, but move on to the next thing. You know, I mean, I come from a generation, I'm a Gen Xer, so I'm like, I'm loyal, loyal, loyal. I'm there, you know, my last career I was in 20 years. This one I've been here 11. I don't hop around. That's not my mode of operation. But I love what I do and I find every day to challenge myself to figure out what I need to do better. What can I bring to the table? What can I do for my clients? What can I do for our community? What can I do for my family? All of those things are intrinsic, you know, drive.
Well, you all do a lot for our community. And I mean, I don't know your family, but I imagine if you put the same enthusiasm in your family, mm-hmm. that kind of get an idea. Mm-hmm. But that leads me to another question.
Sure.
You worked at some place for 20 years and 11. My dad mm-hmm. worked for the same company for 35 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in the Marines for a long time.
Yes.
I've been doing this because I can't get out of it for a long time. Just kidding.
You love this.
But you see a lot of people now, 3 years at a job and then they move on.
Sure.
Now, employers, are they looking at that? Well, he or she has had like 3 jobs in the last 10 years. Do I want to bring that person on knowing that in 2 or 3 years they may be gone again? That's today's people.
You're right. You're exactly right. And that is, that's the reality of the situation. And I think it's a generational thing. And I think from my Gen X perspective, I have to shift my perspective a little bit, because while I look at myself and say, gosh, I've been here 11 years and I love what I do and I'm loyal and I love my career, you know, there are others out there that are still trying to figure out what they want to do when they grow up. And they might stay 3 years and then move on. I think employers do look at that. And obviously they want longevity and they want somebody that's going to be there and grow their team and grow with the organization.
Sure.
You know, but sometimes that's not always the case. Sometimes it might be a short-term thing. And that's where staffing might be a better fit for those kinds of employees that are like, I don't know what I want to do exactly. Maybe I want to try out different industries and different job opportunities.
That makes sense because, yeah. I come to you and these are my talents.
Yes.
And you can go to work here. And and you go there and, like you say, you use it, you learn to take that next step.
Yeah.
I was talking to a very successful businessman around here that learned how to be a plumber in the Navy.
Oh, wow.
And worked for a variety of companies over the years, and every company he went to, I wanted to learn something. Some of them, it took me 2 or 3 years.
Sure.
Some of them, I had learned it in 6 months.
Yeah.
Until then he felt he was based enough to start a very successful plumbing company around here.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense. But yet, as an employer, you want to keep, you train them, they're doing a great job.
Well, hiring is expensive.
Yeah.
You know, bringing on a new employee and the amount of time that it takes to train somebody, it's very costly. Turnover is costly. So the goal is that you want to train, retain, and keep your employees happy, you know, but sometimes that gets exhausting as well. I'm speaking as an employer as well. Like, it's tough because employees want more money. They, you know, they're trying to raise a family. They have rent. They have this, you know, things, gasoline goes up. But then you have, you know, health insurance needs, or you have, you're competing sometimes with some of these big, large corporate entities, such as like the hospitals, right? You have small private practices that are still trying to maintain on their own, an independent physician working in an independent
business.
The government's
trying to drive out of business.
Correct. And then move them to a model where they're, you know, with the hospital or
HMOs,
corporate structure.
Yeah.
You know, and so it makes it really difficult to be competitive in those markets. But one thing that employers can't necessarily compete with is the company culture. And if you have a great company culture and you treat your employees well and your employees love what they do and they love the environment, they're not going to leave you for more money and more benefits if they truly love you and love what they're doing. It's true.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, people, if they really enjoy what they're doing and they know they can be hired on and it's more, but are you going to really enjoy what you're doing? Is that new company as flexible as the last one you're at that gives you that time to do things?
Right. Sure. Exactly. You know, so there's pros and cons to all sides, I think, you know, but I, you know, encourage people to just do their very best and learn all that you can learn. I always say I want people to leave more educated and more trained and bring something to the table. I'm providing value for them. I always train my team as if, you know, hey, are you going to be my successor? I want to make sure I've trained you to the best possible capacity that you can. And you know, I want to leave you better than I found you.
Well, that's a great way to end this segment. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, the operations officer for O2 Employment Services. And how long has O2 been around?
25 years.
Heidi started.
Yes, 25 years. Yeah.
So is this one of those she started on her kitchen table or something?
Essentially, the story is fantastic of how, you know, Cheryl Maddox actually, you know, got recruited down from Oregon. She worked for another competitor, which was staffing PEO, and she was brought down to Reading to start. And Heidi had actually worked for a company with Chris Corrigan, and her and Cheryl connected and started this PEO, and they literally shared this desk in this little office. They didn't even have business cards, and here they were supposed to go sell this PEO, Teamwork HR business. And literally they shared a phone. They had a phone like in a desk, like you and I sitting across from each other. And Cheryl would answer the phone and say, Teamwork HR, this is Cheryl. And she'd say, oh, hi, is Heidi there? Well, hang on. Let me see if she's available, looking across the way. And she'd put them on hold. Are you available? Do you want to talk to someone? So she'd go, no, take a message. Well, I'm so sorry. She's not available right now. Can I take
a message? People do that all. let me check here. Oh, he's in a meeting. Or he's on the phone. Can I take it?
Yes. Yes.
And I really want to get who is find out. Or I said, we'll find out who they are. Who do they represent?
Right.
You know, I mean,
what's the purpose of this? Give me a little more detail.
Yeah.
But yes, so they started the business back in the day, and they walked around and they sold the heck out of the business. And finally, they were like, "We need business cards. We don't even have business cards. How am I supposed to leave my information if I don't even have a business card?" But yes, so we've been around 25 years.
Done well.
Redding, California. Love our community. Love what we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a great community, as we know.
It is.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, we're going to have, let me see, it will be the 7th of May. Reading Police Department is going to join us, as is some more from the Reading Rodeo.
Yay.
We'll be here from 7:30 to 8.
Perfect.
On Thursday, we've got Simpson University, but we also have Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of the North State Symphony, who is just a great interview. And then Rick Bassetti will be with us at 7:30 on Thursday to talk about Colt 45s. And then on the 9th, some more rodeo and Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. So that's the rest of the week. And next week it's just crazy, of course, goes rodeo. And we just, this city just changes.
Completely. Completely.
And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, one of our favorite people.
Aww.
From O2 staff.
Yay, thank you.
Operations director. Well, no, you know why? It's because we have in common our how much we love this community.
For sure.
And, I mean, your business, our business.
Yes.
You know, the fact is every time I see something out there, there's O2 staffing right in the middle of it, supporting it.
We are.
And you're, like the rodeo. You're, all are sponsoring the bullfighters.
The bullfighters, not the riders,
but
the fighters.
The fighters,
yes.
Which is, you know, there's three of them.
Absolutely.
And one of them, at least one of them will be on the show here.
Oh,
yay. So, but it's not just that. I mean, it's other things. I see One Safe Place. I see, if you name it, you're there. I mean, the community fund, there you all are again.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting it. Not because you get money from it,
no,
but because you support it.
Yes. Yeah. We love our community. We absolutely do. We know it's the heart and soul, you know, and if we're out there supporting the community, it comes back tenfold. Besides the fact people know who to call or, you know, it's oftentimes that I'll be at an event and somebody will be like, hey, I have a situation. Can you help me? And I'm like, absolutely. Give me a call on Monday. Let's sit down and talk about it. You know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes I can walk them all the way through the process. Sometimes I say, yeah, you probably need an attorney. Attorney, yes, here's some, you know, a piece of paper that, you know, can help you guide you.
Mm-hmm.
But then I say, hey, why don't we sit down and explore the opportunity of us working together? Because I might be able to save you tons of time trying to figure out or reinvent the wheel of employment law when this is what we do.
Like the worker, like your workers, not compensation, employment handbook.
Employee handbook, absolutely.
I had no idea. How big is it now? 100 and something pages?
No. Oh. It's only like 54.
54 pages.
54
But you've
pages.
Done all the research.
We have, and we have a legal team, right? It's not something we do on our own, but we definitely have.
In your spare time.
In our spare time, even though we're pretty darn good. But we definitely have legal counsel. But yes, we have that. No. We have arbitration agreements. We have forms that we can sell a la carte to, you know, people that are like, hey, what's an arbitration agreement? Why do I need it? And right now you can still make them mandatory. I'd take advantage of it if I was an employer.
Now, an arbitration agreement means that if somebody's went, even after they leave and they sue you, they've got to go through arbitration. Then.
Correct.
And if they've signed it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's one of the things that we're still allowed to do as employers is make it required, right, at the time of hire. And so, you know, arbitration agreements might not always be that. So right now we're gonna keep pressing on, but there could be a time when it becomes voluntary, and then that's a different conversation with the employee. But right now, yeah, it's something that all employers should really have. But there are so many things like that that you just don't know what you don't know, right? And how can employers know everything? They can't. I think of all that we understand and we know from wage and hour to workers' compensation to leaves of absence. I'm talking about the California Family Medical Act, which is employers with five or more.
Yeah, is that full-time?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so that's the one if somebody is in the hospital.
Correct.
Okay, what
so you have
then?
An employee that calls and says, hey, I'm in the hospital. I'm going to be out for a week because, you know, I have a situation going on. As an employer, if your employee has worked for you for more than a year and has worked over 1,000 hours, they could qualify for this leave called CFRA, which allows the employee up to 12 weeks of protected time. It doesn't mean paid time. The employer doesn't pay them to be off, but it protects their time. So it's really important that...
To keep an employer from firing them.
Correct.
Or replacing them.
It's protected time, yes.
Okay.
So the employee can take at least 12 weeks of time off and take care of themselves, right? And usually a doctor's note, there's a certification that the doctor says, you know, hey, the employee's going to be off for 8 weeks. So if the employer understands or knows that the employee is going to be off, so they call you, say, I'm in the hospital, you say, oh, my goodness, okay, here's some paperwork that's required by the state of California for me to give you because you either qualify or you don't qualify. Mm-hmm. If you have five or more employees, regardless, you need to go through this process. And you give them their paperwork so that they can have their doctor fill it out to kind of give you an idea of how long the employee is going to be off and what their restrictions might be. They might not need to be off the whole time, but maybe they have to reduce to part-time or they're only going to be able to work a few days a week. So that becomes more of the interactive process and the accommodation process. But we you know, need to make sure that the employee knows their rights at the time, and you only have so many days to get that documentation to your employee and making sure it's just like if they were to come in and tell you they were pregnant. So you have documents that you need to give employees right away as well, even if it's like
their wife that's pregnant.
There's still leave that the employee can take as the spouse. Yes,
sure.
They can take time off as well. So with baby bonding, there's so many leaves. It's so complex. We have a dedicated person that helps assist with us and clients because it's you can't keep up on it all. I have a hard time.
Do you think the state does that on purpose just so later on they can come down and charge you with something?
Oh, who knows? I mean, I don't know.
What was that Ayn Rand said in what was that that book she wrote, Atlas Wept or whatever it is, that will make so many laws that people won't even know that they've broken the law.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's so complex. Leaves are crazy. And I even think of, like, it even happens when you have a workers' comp injury, right? So I always tell employers, an employee gets injured on the job, so then we run through the CFRA, you know, parameters to see if the employee is qualified. And I say 1,000 hours. It might be 1,250. But regardless, it's over 1,000 hours if the employee's worked in the last year and they've been employed with you. Regardless if it's full-time, even part-time can get up to 1,000 hours, right?
Yeah, I mean they could.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they could.
And so, but you should run the leave concurrently at the same time that the employee's on a workers' compensation leave because that's not necessarily protected time. You can't fire the employee while they're on a workers' comp per se, but you can run their leave concurrently, and here's what happens, because they can take that 12 weeks of protected time within a calendar year. So we want to make sure that we designate the leave and run that time out so that if you don't, then the employee takes the workers' comp situation, they're off for 3 months and they come back. Then they have a medical condition that they need to take 12 more weeks off that their doctor designates. If you didn't designate that leave at the time for CFRA and run that out, they can take another 12 weeks of protected time off.
Wow.
Yeah, and pregnancy disability leave, they can take up to 26 weeks off. It's
pregnancy disability. Mm-hmm. Does that mean something's gone wrong?
No.
It just means they can take 26 weeks.
Correct.
Now, if you have two people working for you
yes.
that are married.
Yes.
And one takes 26 yes. weeks, and the other one takes 26 but, weeks. We're talking about a
or
year.
12, yeah. The spouse is usually 12, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, the spouse is 12.
Yes,
okay.
yes, but still, yes. Yeah. And that is a predicament well, that we have seen.
Pete Buttigieg took his time to bond with his child he had with that guy. And so, I mean, it was like, and then, you know, at the same time that we had all those problems with the supply chain and at the ports.
Mm-hmm.
But that bonding, I hope it
yes.
worked.
Yes. Well, it's definitely...
Okay, you got 1 minute.
Not
even 1 minute. You got 30 seconds.
I got 30 seconds.
How do people get a hold of you? There's just so much information that
yes.
we as a small business owners need to know.
Yes.
How do we get a hold of Jennifer
okay.
and her team?
O2ES.com. Go on our website. Leave us a line there if you're interested. You're a business. It's like, hey, I've got some questions. Call us, 530-223-4674. Ask for Jennifer Cram. I'm happy to answer your questions. I'll help navigate the situation with you. We have a full team of payroll, HR specialists, staffing specialists that can help you with all your employment needs.
We surely appreciate it. I mean, it is just too hard. Give Jennifer or her team a call.
Absolutely.
And they're more than happy to help you. They give free classes. They have all types of things we didn't get
yes.
into today.
Yes.
But,
yes.
hey. Have a good, and we'll see you at the rodeo.
Thank you. Yes.
You bet.
Yeehaw, I'll be there.
Tomorrow, Redding Police Department. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Amen.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.